My thoughts, the best team lost. The team with more initiative, the team that wants more to play, the team that wants more to create lost. But that's football. And the team that defends very well, that accumulate 10 players behind the ball, that accumulate 9 players in front of the box. I always think that the team that plays very well defensively deserves credit for that.
You say that, but second half you were much better. What did you say at half time?
I told that the best team is losing. We changed a few details by the tactical point of view. We brought Falcão as a target man. We brought later Oscar. We finished with 3 defenders. We tried everything, but I repeat, we were not efficient in the chances we had. And defensively, they were very good. With the other clubs, other managers, you say boring, you say park the bus, you say very defensive. Because I don't agree with that. Today, I have to say, for me, very well organized, very well defensive-minded, very humble in the way they defend, and because of that, total credit for them.
Two of your substitutions caught the eye, Zuma, obviously, but also Falcao.
Well, Falcao is one of our 3 strikers. Diego injured. We decided to start with Remy because Remy started the preseason day one, and Falcao doesn't did it and has only 1 week of work. Obviously, he's behind, so we made that decision. And Zuma, we want to finish with the risk of a red card because Azpilicueta had a yellow card. We don't have another left back. We have only 4 defenders plus Zuma, so Zuma was the option.
One of the things you did as well at full time was make your players watch that presentation that took place.
No, I didn't make it. They did it because it's normal. It's normal to do it. You know, you can be one special day, very upset because the referee had an influence in the result and you disappear. No reason for that today. The referee was good. The match was correct. No incidents. They score, they win. That's football. You have to pay your respect to the opponents.
And the one thing also, can I ask, you shook all the Arsenal players' hands as they came down after they were presented with the community shield, but you didn't shake the hand of Arsene Wenger.
It's not true. It's not true. You have to look at it, and it's not true.
We saw you.
No, you didn't. You saw me wait for them and to shake the hands of everyone that left the stairs just in front of my direction. So you are not right.